This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Running a close second to the traditional saying about real estate, that is location, 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 is this one. A good rule of thumb is not to spend more than 30% of your income on housing. These days, though, more than half the renters in this country do just that. And the number of what are called cost burden renters is up sharply, so says a study out today from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. Kate Davidson reports now on what's making the rent too darn high.
Kurt Bemler and his wife are two of the 20 million renters who've crossed that affordability threshold. Their house in Missouri used to consume 25% of their income.
When I lost my job, it jumped to about 35%. So it's not killing us. We have had to tighten the belt a little bit, though.
Still, it could be worse for Bemler. The center's managing director, Eric Belsky, says the number of people facing severe rent burdens has grown enormously.
Now, well over 1 in 4 Americans who rent are spending more than half their incomes on rent.
More than 11 million people.
That's obviously a very significant number. It leaves them less to spend on lots of other things.
Things that they need, like food. It's no secret Americans have been renting more, driven partly by waves of foreclosure and the Great Recession. Belsky says over the last 12 years, something else has happened too. While rents have increased in real terms, the income renters bring home has dropped. Economist Christopher Thornburg of Beacon Economics wasn't involved in the study, but he says another long-term factor is the movement of people towards more expensive urban areas where they can find jobs.
And that, of course, leads to these sort of situations where more and more households are spending more and more of their income on housing.
Which may be fine if the work pays well. But if those new jobs are low-wage jobs, making your rent can be a big struggle. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.